I'm gonna jump on this guy.
Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, assalamu alaikum, peace be on all of you. I want first of all to repeat the thanks that I gave earlier to the steelworkers of Canada, to the United Steelworkers Union, who are the backbone of progressive ideas and action here in Toronto and in the country, whose hospitality we're enjoying now, and in the presence of their officials, some of whom couldn't be at the meeting. I want to remember Peter Leibovich, who not only gave an affidavit in support of my campaign to be admitted to Canada, and who sadly recently passed away, but who spent his whole life fighting for liberty and for the working people of Canada. I know that many of you are amongst the people who made the meeting this afternoon possible. It was a truly astounding achievement at 3 or 4 days maximum notice, because I was on the Bosphorus in Istanbul when the announcement came through, and we immediately asked James and Ali and others to put something together quickly, and I would come on Saturday, but I could only come Saturday and Sunday because I must be back on the convoy. I have negotiations with the government of Egypt tomorrow when I arrive in Damascus at 11 o'clock in the evening. So time was short, but that was a meeting that none of us who were present will ever forget.
No.
The atmosphere in the hall, the media attention, someone told me it was on one of the main channels, live, throughout. Which means we were many hundreds in the hall, but many millions will be aware now and tomorrow of the occasion that we have all attended. And I really mean it when I say that what we have achieved together is no less than this, that to stand up for the Palestinian people is no longer a crime in Canada. And that is some it will never be possible again for them to argue that to stand up for the Palestinians in Canada or to take humanitarian aid to besieged Gaza is a crime. And that is a tremendous achievement indeed. And when I, God willing, reach Gaza in the next few days, well, God and Hosni Mubarak willing, I will tell them all about the marvelous campaign that exists here in Canada, so many thousands of miles away. I'll tell them that the Palestinians here have never forgotten their country.
Yes.
Have never forgotten their culture, their religion, their people living under occupation and siege. And I'll tell them that the Palestinians here have friends from all sorts of backgrounds, not Muslims, but people who are standing with them and beside them, because to do so is to be on the side of justice. I'm a religious believer. Many of you are not. I believe that there's a judgment day when all of us are asked not what other people did, but what we did. We will not be asked. People say to me, why are you doing this, going to Gaza? Hosni Mubarak will never allow you in. I say, I will not be asked about Hosni Mubarak on the judgment day. I'll be asked what I did. He'll be asked. He'll be asked what he did. And I don't know what his answer will be. But I know what my answer will be, that every breath that God gave me, I used it to cry out for justice. And we are all a part of this. Everybody who organized this meeting, everybody who came to this meeting is a part of that. But of course, you're only as good as your last result. That was our last result. We have to make the next one just as big. That's why I'm going to spend as much time as I can here now that I'm allowed in. Mr. Kenny will not be able to forget me. I told him that he would rue the day that he issued this ban. And I think he's ruining it already, judging by the silence. But as James said, the campaign certainly isn't over. Either to hold him to account, which we intend to do, or to make the cause of Palestine an unstoppable force in Canadian politics. Our meetings of hundreds must become meetings of thousands. Our demonstrations of thousands must become demonstrations of tens of thousands. We have to make Palestine an issue in Canadian politics. And people should be judged on their attitude to it when they run for office and for elections. You can do it. This city of Toronto is the only city in the whole world where the minorities are the majority. In all the communities, we have to make Palestine an issue. And if we can, we must make it mandatory for anyone who runs for office here in Toronto to stand with us for Palestine, because it's right and because they know that that's the way to political office. You know, every 4 years when they're running for the president of the United States, the candidates all become Irish overnight. I know this as someone of an Irish background myself. Even Obama, unlikely as it seems, discovered Irish roots from the only black Irish family in the 18th century. They don't really discover their Irishness. They discover the power of Irish votes in the elections and the selections. And that's what we have to achieve here in Canada, certainly here in this part of Canada, and we can do it. And we must have ambitions for nothing less. So I'll be back, I think, on the 20th or so of November. The first rally will be in Toronto, the second in Vancouver, the third in Jason Kenney's constituency of Calgary. And we'll go looking for him there. Some of you may be old enough to remember when Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, was determined to get a fight with Sonny Liston. He followed him with a big net and a big pot of honey, and he went everywhere saying, "Where's the bear? Where's the big ugly bear?" Challenging him everywhere. Well, that's what I intend to do with Jason Kenney. He's not big, he's not ugly, he's not a bear, but I intend to pursue him until we can hold him to account, and I hope that you'll all be with me in that. We're going from coast to coast to coast. It will be a long tour, but by the end of it, I hope we will have laid the foundations stronger for Palestine solidarity work. There are many other issues. Foreigners are occupying Jerusalem, yes. But foreigners are also occupying Iraq. Foreigners are occupying Afghanistan. Foreigners are occupying Somalia. Foreigners are occupying Kashmir.
Guantanamo.
The United States still illegally retains an illegal settlement of sorts in Guantanamo Bay, still filled with people who shouldn't be there. And the United States still holds 5 brave Cubans who were fighting against terrorism in the United States and have been sentenced to extraordinary prison sentences as a result. In other words, there are injustices everywhere.